You're listening to Archer Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Saturday, June the 18th, 2005.
Well, that was so nice of you to do the intro.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And we're here in Studio B, which would be the boyfriend's condo. And we just finished a delicious dinner of London broil, some basil pasta, and some of your homemade asparagus succotash, would you call it?
Oh, it's my own recipe, but you didn't eat any asparagus.
Well, because I was so full from dinner.
No, you don't eat asparagus.
I don't eat asparagus. And now we're enjoying some... Now, see, I don't even know the name of this wine. What is this red wine?
That's a Tipernillo.
Tipernillo.
Spanish red.
Spanish red. And we're having some... sweets and almonds with it as our dessert. And as a matter of fact, I think I will have a little milk chocolate bar.
Now, do you want to tell the readers...
Readers.
listeners, why you have London broil like three times this month?
Oh, yeah. This is a subject for, you know, quite a discussion. Every time it seems like we podcast, we have London broil when we're at your house. And the reason is because the boyfriend here is... the queen of the two-for-one. Now, let me explain what that means.
Or buy one, get one free.
Or buy one, get one free. The boyfriend, when he goes shopping, he likes certain things, but if he sees something that's on, which you could call on sale, when it says, buy one, get one free, he stocks up. So, in the last month, you've bought...
I've had four London broil in the freezer.
Four London broil.
I have two roasts.
Because they were buy one, get one free.
Two packs of chicken.
And you do the same thing with cleaning supplies, too, don't you?
Yes.
Because he's got enough cleaning supplies to last him, probably...
I can clean up the White House.
If only. So that's why we had London broils, because he had got it on sale, too, for one.
I think George Bush just needs a little Windex.
Is that all?
I think he just needs a little Windex in his face.
You should go ahead and
I have four bottles of it.
Try shooting it in his face and see what happens to you.
Well, tell him it's holy water. Tell him it's Jesus juice.
It's blue.
Let's tell him it's Jesus juice. Do you think it worked for Michael Jackson?
But do you think he follows pop culture enough to know what that is?
No, Karl Rove will tell him what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Chocolate's good. So. We've had a very enjoyable weekend so far.
We did. Happened.
This has been the most perfect weekend so far.
Weather's beautiful.
The weather is perfect. It's a very low humidity. The temperatures are bearable. And well, if not cool. For example, last night we went to Wolf Trap, the Center for the Performing Arts. Now, let me interrupt here. The boyfriend just handed me a little piece of dark chocolate. And you know what it looks like?
X-Lax.
X-Lax. It looks like X-Lax.
Well, you do need a movement.
Shut up. I already had a movement.
We're not talking about Beethoven movements.
I know. So, anyway.
We're talking about some rotor-rooter action. But that's another...
We can get into that subject later.
Okay.
But last night, as I said, we went to Wolf Trap. They sent up a... So the Center for the Performing Arts, I think is the whole official name.
Yep.
And we saw Al Jarreau and Cassandra Wilson. And it was the most perfect evening. No problem getting there. Parking was a breeze. Getting the tickets was a breeze. We found a nice chunk of grass on because we got lawn seats.
We have to explain, we were the minorities there.
Well, definitely for the second half of the show, yes.
And you were...
Even more of a minority. I knew you were going to say that.
Why?
Because of my Asian heritage?
Yes. We're maybe one of 10 white folks there.
But that was okay. That's no big deal to me.
But you were the only Asian.
I think I'm eating a piece of chocolate. I think the listeners know that I'm not Asian.
No.
But that you're just...
I don't think they know.
Now you just tease with me because of my haircut.
No. You were told to have Asian hair. You were then mauled and molested by a lesbian who had a thing for Asian chicks.
Okay. What was that thing you were telling me earlier? The horse is dead. Dismount.
Why do you want to bury your heritage? Well, anyway, you were the only Asian lesbian. I was the only white man. We didn't go up the hunter.
But here's the thing. The boyfriend, who is now have some free time, prepared this delicious chicken.
Yeah, grilled chicken.
Grilled chicken.
With my own special spices.
Yeah. And it was so perfect. We had our the boyfriend's picnic basket. We had our bottle of wine. We had, what do we have left of the wine? It was like some kind of blush.
It was a vingris of Merlot.
Vingris of Merlot, which is like a blush Merlot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, a mixture of Pinot Grigio and Merlot.
I think it was Pinot Gris and Merlot.
Okay.
I can't be certain.
Okay. But it was delicious. We went through that pretty quickly. We could have had another bottle.
Nope.
But it was just perfect. The temperature was wonderful. We're just like laying on the grass, listening to the music. And I have to say, Cassandra Wilson was fabulous.
We could have had more Cassandra and less Al.
Yes, absolutely. Because Al did a lot of that, which I think is called scat, where you do hee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee, and I don't really care for that. I think that's called scatting. I'm not sure.
I thought you liked scat.
Shut up. I don't like scat. Don't give the listeners a wrong impression.
But then why are you eating X-Lax?
Because you're the one who likes scat.
No.
But anyway.
Oh, here, eat a cookie.
Not yet. I'm not ready for a cookie.
Just got
a little page
little
boy.
Boy. Yeah.
I'm not ready for
cookie. I bet Michael Jackson served these to his...
With Jesus Jews?
His boyfriends.
Who's no longer molesting?
Well,
I want to talk about Cassandra Wilson.
Okay.
So, I just thought it was the most perfect evening. The weather was perfect.
The sky was beautiful.
The sky was beautiful. The music was... No, that's the other thing. I want to mention the band. I don't know if the band has a name, but they were perfect.
Oh, very good.
And the Cassandra Wilson part was much too short, but it was very good.
And the company was good, too.
I was just going to... That was my next topic. The company was outstanding. And I was so... I mean, you probably couldn't see me because it did get dark after there a while. But I had a big smile on my face.
I saw your teeth. You were smiling so...
Did you see it?
So widely.
You did notice that?
I did notice.
Because I was just so happy last night. Everything was just perfect.
It was perfect.
And no. We were even able to hold hands.
We did. We did hold hands.
Sitting on the lawn.
No one bothered us.
Yeah, no care about the people around us.
No one told us fags go to hell.
Yeah, nothing like that. I think this crowd was a little more liberal than...
Yes. Well, compared to the Ingleside crowd we saw last weekend.
Most definitely. So it was an absolutely perfect evening. And then we came home and I fucked in like mummies.
Oh.
I mean, we had some very intimate contact. You don't like it when I'm crass, do you? So... And then, like, when we got home, I said, what are we doing tomorrow? Let's go to a winery.
So we went to Paramond Winery.
So we went to Paramond Winery, and
We got some stickers.
For our passport collection, because in the state of Virginia, because there's so many wineries in the state of Virginia, they have this passport collection where you can, with every winery that you go to, you can get a sticker, and if you go to 25 wineries within a year, they send you this little... I don't know, I guess it's some kind of little gift pack or something for visiting all these wineries. So, we went to Paramount, and the lady, we had been there before, once before.
Yeah.
So we were only there for a quick tasting. No. We didn't stay for any length of time.
Tim recognized you.
And she did.
She had the hots for you.
Now, I don't know about that, sweetheart.
Yes, she did. I know she did.
She did. She definitely recognized me, and she said to you, your face doesn't look familiar to me.
No, but she was ogling you.
So, but the lady was so nice. We got a bottle of their Chardonnay.
What is it with you Asians? Why must you... Everyone likes Asians, but anyway.
It has nothing to do with me being Asian, which I'm not, but...
I think you reminded her of her husband. Now, she told us her husband was a girl with a dick.
She did say that, didn't she?
And her husband likes going to IKEA on the weekends.
And she, I think she was talking to us so freely and openly because it was, I think it was obvious to her that we were a gay couple. Do you think?
I don't know if she wanted to get down your pants. What did I
say? She didn't say that. But she was so nice because she said, well, we got a bottle of their Chardonnay. And again, the boyfriend had prepared a wonderful lunch for us to have out at the vineyard. And she didn't charge us for the bottle of wine. I mean, she said it was the honor system. You just, you know, whatever you have, we'll just remember it and we'll charge you later. So we sat out there on their, you could even call that a veranda.
Yeah.
And literally for 2 hours, I think we sat out there and just talked. Enjoyed the wine, had our lunch, and people came and went, and we were still there.
Still there.
And that was a really good bottle of Chardonnay, too.
It was. Now, Kimberly, yes, our directress and mistress of affairs, liked Judas Priest.
She did.
And that's where we had this bond, because I knew all her... She liked heavy metal, and we could talk about heavy metal.
Well, now, wait. That's where the attention shifted from me to you.
Well...
Because she... Once she found out that he liked heavy metal music, too, she didn't talk to me anymore.
Well, you can only talk to her about Karen Carpenter. She started talking about Rob Halford. She has to know Rob Halford is a big leather queen singing in this metal band.
I don't know if she does.
Everyone knows Rob Halford's gay.
I knew that, but I don't know if she does.
He's head to toe in leather.
Well, and he has come out, so.
Yeah, a long time ago. She went by herself. Her girly husbands didn't want to go.
Tomorrow night, isn't it?
Or, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I am sure she knew we were gay because she kept calling us honey, and she was like, oh, honey.
She kept calling you honey.
Was she calling me honey?
Yes.
Well, she was saying honey a lot.
She wanted to get down your pants. Did you want to get down her skirt?
No, because I don't do fish.
I've seen you eat cod.
Not the same kind of fish. Mm. Well, I could be really crass and say, I don't eat pussy.
She was kind of cute.
No, she wasn't.
I thought she was
Did you
cute.
Look at her teeth? They were all crooked.
No, there's nothing wrong with her teeth. You're thinking about... Linda at Linda's Side Winery last weekend.
No, that lady didn't have any teeth.
No, she had two snaggle teeth.
I know, but this lady said she had a full mouth of teeth, and the top ones were fine, but the bottom ones were all...
Oh, I didn't notice.
...crooked and out of line.
The two of you were having long-distance come-hither looks. I didn't
really notice. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I think she wanted to be taken amongst the wine barrels.
I probably could have had her.
Probably could have. She really liked you a lot.
Well, and she said... So after 2 hours...
And once you told her your name was Fong, she couldn't contain herself.
And I was ready to tell her about that, the myth that Asian men have small penises.
Is that a myth?
Not when you and I drop my pants.
Is that a myth?
Not when I drop my pants. Oh, I see what you're doing. That's mean. Slap your hand.
He slapped me. Don't slap me.
You like to be slapped around a little bit.
No, you like to be slapped around.
No, a little bit you do. I gave your ass a good slap last night.
No.
Yes, I did.
You definitely like slappy, slappy, sucky, sucky, fucky, fucky.
So do you.
I recall...
Uh-oh, here we
go.
Well,
I won't...
The revealing.
Reveal dirty laundry.
Well, if you're going to talk about dirty laundry, I could certainly go there with your being so loud, which, again, it's a rerun. So loud.
I'm not loud.
Sweetheart, last night I was tempted to put my hand over your mouth.
You were not.
Maybe for just a minute. Oh, he's...
Have another piece of X-Lax.
He's feeding me some X-Lax. Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Now, the bathroom is the first door to the right.
I know.
There's a fresh roll of paper. Wipe until you're clean.
You know, what's this obsession my boyfriend has with my movements?
We have to explain. You have one bowel movement a month.
You do.
That's not true.
You admitted it. I have one a day.
That is not what you told me.
Well, you're old. Your mind is going.
No.
One a day. Can you imagine my only went once a month?
That's what I'm trying to imagine. I can't imagine. Let's just say you have a waste management problem. And I have been trying, as your listeners know, fibrous fruits and vegetables.
Yes, I know.
Prunes.
Ugh.
Apricots.
Ugh.
Smothered greens.
Ew.
Anything to get the juices flowing, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, the listeners should know. The listeners should know that I do not have...
Oh, I know what you need.
What?
I know what you need.
What?
Colonic therapy.
Now, actually, I've heard people talk about the colonic therapy on other podcasts.
You know what they do?
They
literally stick a hose up your ass
right.
And turn the water on. Stick a hose up your ass and turn the water on.
Now, have you had colonic therapy?
No. Are you kidding? No, it's not for me. But I don't have those regularity problems. Princess Diana had colonic therapy.
Well.
So, I think... Well, I could do it myself. We could clear the dining room table.
You're so gross.
I can go down to the front desk and ask the desk clerk if we could borrow the hose that the janitors use to hose down the loading dock. I think it would take that much water. So we could hook that up.
I'm getting so grossed out right now.
Well...
Okay, so you hook that up to my ass, you spray some water in my ass. And then where does it go? It's going
to... Honey, it's the first door to the right. Just go.
I don't think I'd be able to hold it in. It would just go all over your dining room table.
Oh.
Yes, it would.
Well,
you're putting like 10 gallons of water in my body through my ass.
But you haven't had a bowel movement since April. It must be like concrete up there.
Okay, the listeners have got to know. I do not have issues with my bowel movements. You have issues with my bowel movements.
Because I'm concerned.
I go every day.
That's not what you told me.
I go every day, except when I'm here on the weekends and you stop me up.
Well, I had the plumber here on Friday. I should have just paid an extra $100 and had him clean out your system too.
My system is clean.
He had that snake going down my pipes in the kitchen.
I bet you loved your having your snake and his snake in your pipes in the kitchen.
I emailed you immediately and said the plumber is here with the snake device. Are you interested?
I threw it with the plumber. Yeah.
Oh, he was from Burma, too.
I was going to say.
He was Burmese.
So we could have chatted.
Oh.
You know.
It would have been like a...
Do you know how many different Asian languages there are?
Yes. Because my next door neighbor came over. Her drain was stopped, too. Where is she from?
Why are y'all shitting in your sinks?
Listen, the Philippines. She was from the Philippines. He was from Burma. My neighbor's husband is not Asian, but he speaks various Asian dialects. Well, they were all speaking Asian languages. I felt excluded.
You were the minority.
Well, I know how you felt last night.
Now let's... there are some other things we can talk about.
Are you enjoying this wine with your child?
I am. Look how much I've drank.
We have to tell the listeners... This wine actually has a higher alcohol content than we're used to consuming.
He wants to get me liquored up to fuck me later.
Oh, your mind is always, always in the gutter.
Isn't it terrible?
It is. It's awful.
You have pretty...
This is almost 15% alcohol.
Yeah. See?
Right there. It's a little fiery.
It is a little fiery. That's a good way to describe it. You need something like the chocolate or the meat we have with dinner to really calm it down.
Some big meat.
You have big meat.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Why do I make everything sexual? I'm taking the last salt, y'all. So...
Oh no.
My god, did I just burp wine?
Yes, you just burped. But the lights came back on. I'm glad you did.
Oh god, here we go. Now, enough about my gas. Okay, so...
Oh, look. Leftover asparagus. You want some?
No, thank you. Now, let's... Let's talk about... Do you want to talk some politics?
Sure.
You want this chocolate?
No, you can have it. Oh, that's the part that says X on it.
Now, this one happens to say...
It says lax.
This one happens to say...
Lax.
It's from LAX. No, it's...
Says you flew in a laxative.
It's from... It says Hershey's.
That's what you think.
Hershey's makes like lax. Okay. Politics. I read in your Time magazine, you haven't read it yet, but... that there are several Democrats who are distancing themselves from Howard Dean. Now, let me just preface this by saying, I wrote about this on my blog probably last week, maybe?
Yeah.
It's just now showing up in the Time magazine. Why is Time behind?
Time is always behind the times.
But isn't the reason they're called Time is because it's... They're...
I need to look into Time magazine because they have spent a lot of time on Christian things. The 25 most influential evangelicals.
Mm-hmm.
Christians praying on college campuses. I'm so sick of... And now, as you know, I'm a spiritual person. I'm Catholic.
Practicing Catholic at that.
I was not happy with Pope Benedict the 16th, the former Cardinal Ratzinger.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I go to a progressive church. Everyone there is pretty liberal and progressive. The priests are progressive, unlike the Catholic sisters who instructed me as a child. Women in black habits with rulers up their sleeves.
Ouch.
Have you ever been spanked by a nun?
I've never even spoken to a nun.
I think that's your problem. I think Sister Pascaline is on call.
You think she would scare the shit out of me?
She would spank your little hiney so badly.
That I'd have to run to the bathroom, take shit?
No, she'd put you in the corner and she would make you kneel on rice or something. That's what That's what we had to do.
Are you serious? She'd kneel on rice?
Yes, she would do awful things. Of course, in Louisiana, we had no air conditioning.
No.
So she would close all the windows. It was like, you know, 98 degrees.
Yeah.
She was in a habit, so it didn't bother her. She was already hot. She would close all the windows, close the door. It would get stifling hot.
Ow.
Until we behaved, she would not open the windows.
What if a kid fainted?
Didn't matter to her.
That's just wrong.
Well, anyway, she's a bride of Christ. But, anyhow.
Where were we going with this discussion?
I don't mind people and their religious, you know, their spiritual or religious ideas. I tend to be spiritual and I'm progressive. And I don't care to hear about what Christians are doing. It's not a Christian country. I mean, it's not a church. It's a country. It's a secular society.
Well, you know, speaking of that...
I'm not about hearing about it.
Speaking of that, you know, Peter, one of my regular listeners...
Yeah.
He sent me an email, and we were talking about those gay books that I podcasted about earlier.
Yeah.
And he said that in Germany, they don't have the religious right. They don't have any religious people dictating.
Well, Europe is interesting because that tends to be my area of expertise.
Yes.
I know the Germans do. The English do. They pay an ecclesiastical tax, Scandinavian countries. So,
what's an ecclesiastical
tax? It's a church tax. They pay to support the
church.
What
if you don't even go to that church?
Well, but here's how it was explained to me. Because I know that a friend of mine is Swedish. She doesn't go to church. They pay an ecclesiastical tax. But she says she doesn't mind. The church performs an important service for, if you're a churchgoer or not, she said, I know I want to be married. I know that I want my children to be baptized. So that's my tax maintains an institution that I may want to mark certain passages in my life.
Okay.
So she doesn't mind paying that, but it is a strictly secular society.
If it's a secular society, why do you have to pay taxes?
Because the church performs. Well, you know, Europe is, there's a very strong connection between church and Europe and Christian, you know, if you go back to the Middle Ages and all of this.
Yeah,
so there's a strong tie to that.
But don't you think, though, let me just interrupt here for a second. Someone like me, who is agnostic, don't you think there'd be enough of us who would say, wait a minute.
There aren't enough of you.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that I would have to protest that tax because that's supporting something that I don't agree with.
You may have a different perspective if you lived in Sweden
or Germany
or England.
And Peter's going to have to let us know how it goes in Germany, for that matter.
Yeah, if he's Bavarian, he's definitely paying an ecclesiastical tax. But like in England, the Church of England, the Queen is the governor of the Church of England. You could be Catholic in England, and you're paying a tax to maintain the church.
Is it because when you say that the church provides a service, do you mean like food for the homeless, or are they society type things that
you as an individual, if you decide you want to be confirmed in the church, or baptized in a church, or married in a church, you want to have a funeral in a church, you're paying your tax maintains the church and the clergy, and many of these, but we're one of the few countries that does not have a national or state religion. Most countries of Europe have a state religion.
Oh, because it's the religion of the country.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that totally explains it now.
We don't have that.
Nor should we.
We should not. And the founding fathers did not want that.
Could you imagine the problems in our country if they have one religion chosen as the United States religion?
All you have to do is read the Federalist Papers. It is all there.
To say why they did not choose a religion?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
In the words of the founding fathers. But it is a problem here in this country. If you visit European countries, no one is shoving religion down your throat. And in fact, most Europeans are not really strictly religious people. They may or may not go to church. Many Europeans don't get married. In fact, the problem is, they're not even making babies. They have a very low birth rate.
They're the smart ones.
Well, maybe, maybe not. I mean, that's down the road for Europe. But anyway.
Well, you know what else? Not to change the subject again. What Peter also said in his email was that they show, like on television, they show nudity and they use cuss words. I think he said they use cuss words. But he definitely said they show nudity. And it's like, it's no big deal there.
No. But again, I may be wrong about, I'm not certain about Germany, but in England, TV is state-sponsored. The BBB, British Broadcasting.
BBC.
BBC, what did I say?
BBB.
BBB?
BBC.
BBC.
The British Broadcasting Company?
Yes.
Which they only began, have like three channels, don't they?
Which began, BBC began as a conservative. It was Winston Churchill who was one of the founders of that broadcasting service in the 1920s. To counter a growing workers' movement, a growing socialist movement, in Great Britain after World War I.
But now they show tits on at least on British TV. I know they show
some of the best programming's on BBC.
But Peter said they show dick and ass and everything on German TV.
We'll have to subscribe.
Well, I think he described it as it wasn't like erotic in nature. It was just
like a part of the body.
Right. If it just in the scene, if a guy was getting out of bed or something, I think that's what he meant. That If it showed a dick, that was fine, but they're not showing porn.
Right.
Not like you, when you walk around with your hard on in the morning.
I never have a hard on in the morning.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Yes, you do. Hello? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Penis.
Penis who?
Penis for you. Every morning. Well, Saturdays and Sundays.
But you're the one who wants the knock, knock at the back door.
Wake up call in the morning. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss?
This is actually a very nice wine.
It is a very nice wine.
We were talking about Howard Dean.
That's how I got started, because yes. I read in the Time magazine.
Well, thank God for Howard Dean.
I know.
Finally, the Democrats have a fucking spy.
Do you know what it said in there? That he's raising $1 million a week for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, but and it's all grassroots money. It's not corporations. And that's what the Democrats, the shy, scared to not be Republican Democrats, he's not getting that money from the corporations.
No.
Which is fine with me, because we need less corporate bullshit in our lives and more grassroots, real Americans giving their time and money and interest into things that are important.
Well, this article said that last week he went to Mississippi, and the chairman of the, I guess, the Mississippi State Democratic Party said that they had the largest gathering of Mississippi Democrats ever. At this one dinner, they had 1,200 people, and they raised $100,000 in one evening. And he said, this is the most attention that our state has gotten from a chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Because he said, in years previous, or even in non-election years, the chairman of the DNC never went to the states.
But don't forget, Dean was the one who said last year that the Democrats needed to appeal to the truck driver who raises the Confederate flag or has the Confederate flag on the back of his pickup truck. And everyone thought Howard Dean was crazy, but he's right. Being from the South, the Democratic Party has given
up.
I am from the South.
Oh, you.
They've given up on the South.
Because they think it's automatic, because of the religious right, they think that the South automatically will hand it to the Republicans.
And there are strong populist movements. Louisiana, for example, there's a very strong grassroots populist Democratic base in Louisiana that's probably not out of the reach of Democrats if they tried.
But remember, Kerry did not appeal to those Democrats.
No, my dad said John Kerry, it was like he made a pit stop in New Orleans. He spent barely an hour in New Orleans. But who spent more time was that stupid George Bush.
Well, but now, and that's why I think Dean is going to be very successful at rallying these, you know, these smaller state Democratic parties and getting them, you know, riled up about the next election.
Republican light doesn't work, and Dean is not Republican light. You may not like him. You may not like Howard Dean.
He says it like it is, though.
Well, he's not liberal enough for me, but I'm very far to the left. I'm almost a communist.
I don't think you're quite that.
I think I am almost a communist.
I'm a socialist.
Well, a communist is a socialist.
Are they?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I think there are a few differences between communism and socialism.
Communism is a shade of socialism, trust me.
Okay, well then that's not a shade I prefer to wear. I'm a socialist.
I think you look very good in red.
Ooh, don't call me red. No. I'm blue. I'm a blue state. I just think that, in terms of socialism, I think that I believe in government health care. I believe in government retirement, government-supported programs, let's just say that.
And then you're a communist.
But see, the difference, I think, if I remember the little bit of communism that I've learned, is that everybody has a job in communism. Communism. And you're all working for the state.
Well, everyone in society has a function.
Yes, but it's not in the slightest bit capitalistic. And I think in socialism, you can have individual people making money.
That depends.
As well as the government supporting.
That depends. Marxist communism is simply another shade of socialism.
Right, and it's a shade I don't want to wear. I think it's a little.
Why are you wearing red lipstick?
It's. I don't wear lipstick. I have this tattooed on.
Are you going to beat it later on?
I'm going to beat you later on.
Oh, yeah? You just try.
I know. All right. We've been talking for 35 minutes. 35 and a half minutes.
What have we accomplished?
Well, I don't want to bore the listeners with our. Not that it would bore them, because I think this discussion about communism and socialism would actually be interesting to some people.
Well, I can give a lecture on communism, but you would have to pay me for it.
Oh, what do you charge?
What are you willing to give up? You know, in communism, you can barter for services.
This ass.
Now, what would Marx say about your ass? Marx say about bartering your ass for a lecture?
He would say homosexuality doesn't exist. What do you think?
I don't know what Marx had to say about it. Marx did say that marriage was enslavement of women.
Really?
Yes.
Would he allow gays to get married?
I have no idea what he had to say about homosexuals. But I do know that he... like, women in Soviet Russia actually had more opportunities. The first women astronauts from the Soviet Union, female engineers during World War II, women were actually fighter pilots. Wow. One of the more decorated Air Force pilots shot down Luftwaffe airplanes over Soviet airspace was a female.
Wow.
Yeah. Compared to American women of the same time period.
Well, obviously, we can't live without women.
That's the truth. We wouldn't be here without women.
That's right. So women are extremely important. Okay, let's end this podcast. Is there any words of wisdom or anything you'd like to say?
Look at all of that Ex-Lax you ate.
Those are...
Wait a minute, let's count them. 6 pieces of Ex-Lax. Oh my God, honey, run! Run, hold it in, run! You can make it.
The listeners should know that these are those little Hershey's miniatures.
Oh my God, he couldn't hold it in.
I don't know what his obsession is with my bowel movements, but it's got to stop, at least stop being recorded.
Get a mop, hurry, someone help.
Stop rubbing it on your chest. Oh, what's it called when a guy shits on a guy's chest?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think it's called a brown Freddy.
Brown Freddy?
A brown Freddy.
Oh, no, you came up with that queef nonsense.
Speaking of that queef, I was listening to Wanda Wisdom on her, Lucky Bitch Radio. She mentioned a queef on her show.
The two of you are making this.
No. She talked about women having a queef on her show.
How do you know? Does it make a fart sound?
Yes.
And it's through their vaginas?
Yes.
But how does
it... Okay, listeners, surely you've heard this before, that women release gas out of their vaginal area, and it's called a queef. The boyfriend doesn't believe me. We had this discussion last time.
Well, you have a couple of female listeners.
Beth, tell us, do women queef? Come on now.
I want to know. Does that mean Queen Elizabeth queefs?
Absolutely.
Mother Teresa?
Well, she's dead, but...
Well, she must have queefed.
She probably queefed dust.
Curry. Curry.
Gross.
Curry queef.
A curry queef. Oh, that's nasty.
Well,
okay.
But how does it get there? I want to know. If it exists, how does it happen?
Besides, let's think about the anal region.
Oh, I want to think about it.
But then, let me just indulge me here for a minute. Most of the gas that's produced for the anal region comes from your digestive tract, right? Unless you're getting fucked, then air is being forced in there.
Oh, you're getting too
This guy's X-rated.
Yeah.
So don't you think women who get fucked get air?
Oh,
honey. Obviously, this is a topic we need to get off of. How do you spell queef? I need, because I'm going to have to put this in the show notes.
It has to be Q-U-E-E-F.
Queef, yeah. I don't know. We'll look this up.
You can't find that in a dictionary. You can go online.
I was just going to say you can do
Let's
a search.
Online. Let's do a Google search.
We'll
do.
Well, if we spell it right, that's the thing. Okay. We are going
to... Oh, but Google will say, did you mean
that's right.
Queef?
And it'll spell
and it'll
it
spell
right.
spell it right.
Okay. We are going to end the podcast.
Oh, wait, wait.
God, would you
stop? No, wait. I looked up one more thing.
What?
Because remember we were talking about fart fetishes?
Yes, last week.
I looked that up online.
What's it called?
I just looked up fart fetish.
And is there such a thing?
Most women who like to fart in their boyfriend's faces.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And I'm telling you, there's this one website, and you press, and you like when you, the thumbnail things.
Oh, you can
and
hear
you
it?
Just hear, you hear these blowout noises.
That's terrible.
And there's this one man, of course, and then you can like, you can chat about your fart fetish. And this one gentleman said, his female supervisor passed by, and apparently he's a real bitch in the office. Well, he found some way. He thinks she's real hot, and she imagined what he imagined what her farts would smell like.
That's gross.
And he actually thought that she silently farted in his office and left. And he said he was surrounded by the smell of cream cheese.
Oh. Did he quickly
he masturbated?
Yes. Oh God, that's so disgusting.
Oh, you have to check it out.
I'm gonna fart on you tonight.
Oh no, you better not. Well, with all that X-lax, who knows what you'll do. All right, thank God I've got rubber sheets on the bed.
That's for your water sports, I thought. All right, this is really, what's the word? Denigrated or what's the word? Digressed. What's the word?
Oh, we're down in the ditches.
Okay, we are going to end this podcast, but I wanted to talk about, just for a brief second, tomorrow's upcoming show, because I have to say that we definitely have an update for Dating with David.
Oh.
He sent us a voicemail, and this podcast has gone too long to play it, but tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, you will hear the update of Dating with David.
Even I don't know.
Yes, the boyfriend doesn't know. And also, I have a very special... audio clip I'm going to play because Bert of Musings Northwest sent us audio. So I'm going to play that on the tomorrow show and answer his questions because he asked me a couple questions. I was so surprised to get audio from someone because I kept asking for it.
And he has a pleasant voice.
He has a very pleasant voice, yeah.
But he's a nice person.
Oh, I can already tell from his blog that he's a very pleasant person. I told you, he just finished getting his PhD for physical therapy.
Oh, so he's smart.
Oh, my God, he is so intelligent. I can just tell from reading. And we emailed back and forth a couple times. But so anyway, tomorrow's show, you'll hear Dating with David and a special audio clip from Bert of Musings Northwest. So, until next time, what do you say?
Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio. Thank you.